This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I was looking more into this Jerry Dulac chat every week at postgazette.com. It's up right now. And it's mighty interesting. I'll tell you that much, Limits. Was this up yesterday? What's the date today?
Today is the 14th.
No, it's up today. I thought usually it was on a Wednesday. Today is very clearly a Thursday. And obviously a lot of the questions on here are about Cam Hayward. One of ours from Lori. One of them from Lori saying, I heard Dom the intern say on the fan radio yesterday he would trade Cam to the Browns. Jerry says, of course not, and who is Dom?
I didn't insult Bob.
You didn't insult Jerry either, but he's insulting. But he's insulting you quite clearly. So here it is. He's critical of Cam here. Dulac is. He's critical of Cam. Somebody writes in and says 17 solo tackles, 12 assists, and one sack in 9 playoff games. On top of that, they gave up 300 yards rushing last playoff game against Baltimore. Sell me on the idea to give Cam more money. Jerry doesn't try to. All he says is, you're not the only one who thinks that way. What do you read into that, oh limitless wonder? I read in that Jerry's more on the Steelers side here.
I would say the same thing, and we know who Jerry mainly talks to a lot and hears things from, and you know, I would imagine that that might be a sentiment from inside the building.
Could be. I mean, Jerry's not afraid to be critical either if he thinks, you know, something is not going right over there, if he disagrees with them on a contract stance. Someone else says, good morning, Jerry. From the outside noise, it seems Cam badly misread the room, mistimed at best, greedy at worst. Your thoughts? Dulac says, never a good look when you ask for a new deal 1 year after you signed a 3-year deal. And he repeats that theme. The one thing I will say, and you all have heard my thoughts on Cam, I think him and his representation screwed this up last year. It's clearly a bad look here. Especially for me, the part about collecting virtually all your money for the season, that $13 million bonus in the spring, and then not showing up for work. Thanks for paying me. Now I won't show up for work until you give me more. That doesn't look good. However, to be fair, when we talk about the 3-year deal he signed last year, and this is his fault for signing it, it was a 1-year deal. There was no money guaranteed beyond 1 year. It was a bad deal to sign, but let's not pretend that Cam inked a guaranteed 3-year contract. He inked a guaranteed 1-year contract. So I think that's a little bit misleading. More on this. Everybody asking about this. By the way, somebody says your percentage chance that Bob Woods makes the team, 100%. Didn't we have Cabali saying he wouldn't make the team?
Kabali was a little wishy-washy on it, but I think he ultimately said that he still would.
He did?
I thought so.
All right. I thought I remembered that differently. All right. What's been your observation about the offensive line from the beginning of camp? Dulac says, I'll wait till they start playing for keeps. And then more on Cam. Most fans have been critical of Cam for his hold-in. Do you think he cares about that or his ongoing reputation with them? And Jerry says, apparently not. How about that? Apparently not. I have to believe Cam. This is sort of like the Bob Nutting talk from yesterday with Dan Zangrilli, where he said that Nutting, you know, his legacy is important to him. And he's tied at the hip with Skeens, to which I say, yeah, everybody likes to be liked and we all want to have a nice legacy. But more important to him is the bottom line.
Yeah,
that's everything we've seen so far. And that appears to be the case with Cam. Of course, he cares about how fans treat him and whether they love him. It matters to every athlete, whether they admit it or not. But he clearly cares. And I don't blame him. Because I think I would, too, cares more about his bottom line. Correct?
It's kind of like the Mark Cuban thing where he said, would you be okay with making like millions of dollars to stand on the street corner and just get yelled at throughout the entire day? Like, Cam knows he's going to get a lot of pushback for this, I would imagine.
I don't think he knew he would get this much.
Not this much.
And again, DeFabo today, like who was it earlier in the week, believes that Batko, it was earlier in the week, Batko believes that that the Cam side leaked this story. If they did, it was a grotesque miscalculation by Cam on who was going to win the PR battle based on leaking the story. He's Custer at Little Bighorn right now. I mean, the Steelers are winning that PR battle by a trillion miles. If indeed it came from Cam's side, and I don't think it did, by the way, nobody seems to know. Except Adam Schefter, then again, for the second straight year, in a different way, Cam and his team grossly miscalculated the situation because he's been destroyed, unlike many athletes I've seen really in my time in Pittsburgh, which is now over 30 years.
Well, I think the Steelers side is the one that dropped it for a couple of different reasons. One, it was the Cam report, and then an hour later, the Boswell report. And that's kind of odd that those two came out in the amount of time frame that they did.
Unless there was collusion between the players and their agents where they said, let's just drop this right now on Schefter. I don't think so.
No,
do you?
I don't think that's the case either. And I don't think that Hayward would drop it just because of last year and the sentiment that went around the Hayward discussions during last year's negotiation period. And a lot of people were on the Steelers' side with that. So this year, practically, you would think that it would be worse. And why would Hayward want to have that out there into the sphere? Did he really think that after the reaction last year that it would be more favored towards him this year?
That's the thing. There was an extremely negative reaction last year when he sort of pulled on the fans' heartstrings by saying, not only would I go, but I have family in Cleveland, is basically what he said. And that, to me, that's a no-no.
Well, especially because people were frustrated with the Watt stuff, too. Like, this is just, everybody thought, okay, we're done. It is boiled over, no more contract talk, and then this comes up.
Mike says, will Scam Hayward sit out if he doesn't get another change to his contract and a raise? Jerry says, I doubt it. He doesn't say no. He didn't say no. And then the next person says, what do you think's going to happen here? To me, this guy says, if you sign a deal, you stick with it. Now, teams don't do that. So, come on, sign a deal and stick with it. You know, if you're 2 years into a deal and you're grotesquely underpaid, Le'Veon Bell, for example, all the punishment he took as a running back, he grossly outperformed his rookie year deal and said, I'm not taking that punishment anymore without money from the team, guaranteed money. And I never blamed him for that. I mean, to me, that's an antiquated notion that may apply in the real world, but doesn't really apply in the NFL or sports. Teams tear up so-called deals all the time. Having said that, he asked Dulac, if you give Cam the money, next year Watt might come back and say, I'm not making enough. I am disgusted by this greed. Jerry says, your point is well taken, if not oft repeated, But the Steelers and Hayward will find a way to have him on the field September 7th. It seems that Jerry is saying what we're all saying, that there will be a sweetener added, but no way is there going to be a new deal. No way are they going to break precedent and give a non-quarterback a brand new contract with more than 1 year left on his so-called deal. This is unbelievable, this stuff, Limits. I just can't believe the reaction here, how vitriolic it's really been. I mean, it runs throughout this chat. And I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. Now, he says Cam won't sit out games. That brings us to the pony point of yesterday. And that is that Cam's already gotten his money. And therefore, he doesn't have a lot to lose financially from sitting out games. He may have a lot to lose, as Mike DeFabo said, reputation-wise, but maybe if you're Cam and his people, you're thinking, is it going to get much worse than this? It might, but it's pretty bad right now. Sit out a game or two. Pony's point is, he's already gotten his money for the year. I think all that's left is a $1.3 million base salary. How much is that going to lose him per game? I mean, in NFL terms, not much. So he's got the leverage there. The Steelers potentially have a lot to lose defensively without Cam Hayward. You just said the depth chart is out. Why don't you read me all the defensive linemen on that depth chart? I know that the first three will be Derek Harmon, who's a rookie, Keanu Benton, who I think still really doesn't know how to play team football. I thought he took a step back last year, or certainly ran in place. And a 36-year-old Cam Hayward. The last two guys I mentioned were part of a defensive line that got historically humiliated in a playoff game against the Ravens. Now they've added a rookie. Who else? If Cam's not there, or if he's injured, or if they simply need reinforcements, as everybody does during a 17-game season, what's the depth look like on that defensive line?
Drum roll, please. Isaiah Loudermilk next up behind Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Daniel Okwale.
Mm-hmm.
Y.A. Black. Braden Fajoco.
How about Y.A. Tittle? Is he in there? Braden Fajoco. Who else? Braden Fajoco was playing video games 3 weeks ago.
What about Logan Lee?
Logan Lee.
A lot of proven commodities there, huh?
I'm going to say the same thing I said last year. And Chris Hoke, I remember, disagreed with me last year that depth along the defensive line and the defensive line in general was my greatest concern.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And Hokie looked right for the first 13 games of the season, but this is a battle of attrition. And as it went along, Cam either got hurt or wore down. Larry Ogunjobi was basically a $28 million bust. Keanu Benton, as I said, ran in place last year, didn't take the expected leap forward, and their depth was shoddy. And the chickens came home to roost over those final four or five games, and then unbelievably so in the playoff game. I feel like I was correct in my assumption there or my opinion, and I feel like, again, that is a problem area. A potential problem area, and you couldn't ask for a more important part of your football team than what you're doing up front defensively, other than quarterback. What you're doing up front defensively sets the tone in games. It wins Super Bowls. It destroys offenses. How many situations like that have we seen? Literally win the Super Bowl. Oh, I know. Last year, what the Eagles did to Patrick Mahomes destroyed them up front defensively. What Tampa Bay did to Patrick Mahomes a few years earlier destroyed them up front defensively. What the Rams did, certainly in the fourth quarter, to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. What the Denver Broncos did to MVP Cam Newton in the Super Bowl decimated that offensive line. What the New York Giants did to the unbeaten juggernaut that was the Brady, Randy Moss, Belichick, New England Patriots. Nobody could stop them until they did. And how did they stop them? By rotating like seven guys along the Giants' defensive front. That's how. They destroyed them up front. You're telling me that Harmon, Benton, and a 36-year-old Hayward with very little behind them, I actually think Y.A. Tittle's had a pretty good training camp here, but he's a rookie too. Precious little behind them is going to destroy people up front when it matters late in the season? I don't think so. I'm betting against that. So they can spout off all they want about how this is a historically great defense, starting with their coach, who again said the other day, I expect big, big things. And by big, I mean historic things. He can spout off all he wants. They can spout off all they want. Five games into this season, they will be a juggernaut defensively. They're going against the J.J. McCarthys, no disrespect to him limits, and Justin Fields and whoever else is of the world, whoever Cleveland's quarterback is. And they'll be sitting here like last year with a number one or number three ranked defense, five or six games in, and then attrition will start to set in. And then the big games will start to set in. And then the Ravens will start to set in with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson if they're healthy. And then maybe the playoffs will set in. And I don't trust this defensive line. Sorry. So you take away Hayward. The Steelers have way more to lose by Hayward sitting games than Cam does by forfeiting a paltry amount of money. He has the leverage there. Very clearly. 412-928-9370. Now, if he sits a game, let's say the Jets game, let's say he were to sit. And by the way, there's just this assumption that everything's going to work out, to which I keep asking, then why hasn't it? If it's so easy just to pull a few million or 5 million from next year's roster bonus and give it to Cam now, why not just do it? because you want to seem like tough guys? That seems to be the common answer. You don't want the perception out there that all Cam had to do was ask and he got his money. I mean, the Steelers have pretty much become pushovers in a lot of ways anyway, haven't they? So I'm not sure it's that. I think it might be Cam asking for more than he let on the other day, or maybe it really is the Steelers drawing a line here and saying, forget this. No. We acquiesced last year. We wanted you to take a pay cut. You wound up with a deal. Somehow an ask for less money turned into a new contract, worthless as it was beyond 1 year. Although, you know, it's the old thing of fully guaranteed money versus guaranteed money. It would have taken Cam suffering a catastrophic injury to keep him from that $13 million non-guaranteed bonus this year. All he had to do was be on the roster. No guarantee. I mean, he could have really fallen last year based on the year before and been cut. That could have happened, I suppose. But he was basically guaranteed that roster bonus, I think. That's somewhat guaranteed money. So he did get that, collected it, and then didn't show up for work. Which is kind of galling when you think about it. Is it not, Limits? I mean, I wouldn't necessarily think he should play in, you know, a full contact preseason game or scrimmage like today against the Bucks, but just to collect all my, here, thanks for all my money for the season, and now I'm not going to work on a daily basis? I don't like that. I don't think people like that.
Did you see that story where the lady in Europe is suing her company for giving her 20 years of pay for doing absolutely nothing? They had her do no work, and she's like suing the company because of that.
Wait, why isn't she thanking the company because of that?
Yes. Don't you think that part of this, like, Cam Hayward, even though you can say it was a one-year deal, he still had 13 or so million guaranteed already up front, just at the very beginning of the year as a roster bonus.
Well, I think he was already going to get that, but yes. I mean, there was not a lot of new money in that deal. But he wanted at least that, not to have to take a pay cut, plus a virtual guarantee for the next year. He wanted to live in both worlds, and now he wants to live in an entirely different world.
And the harsh reality of that is sometimes you just have to live with what your reality currently is. Like, so what? Now what, Cam? You got to have to move on. Like, if your request isn't asked for, if I was him, I would sit out week one. Because that'll, one, truly show his value to that defensive line. Two, you've already gotten your money. Three, if you didn't want to, you know, put a bad sentiment in there with the fans, it's already there right now.
Bottom line is, somebody says in week one, Cam Hayward will be in the starting lineup, true or false, and Jerry says true, which we all believe. I'm just saying there might be more. He may have more resolve than we think, and he may have more leverage than we think. Jerry doesn't think that. Stairway to seventh seed, which is the best name for any of the questioners, right?
And that questioner asked a ton of questions.
What do you think of Omar giving a $13.4 million roster bonus to a player that even last year had one more career hold-in than playoff win? Further, if Cam is telling the truth that he told them in February that he wanted a new deal, they still paid that bonus in March. This gives Cam a lot more leverage than he would have had to get his pay in game checks. I just said that. I agree with that. Jerry says that bonus has nothing to do with leverage on Cam's part. I think it does. He says, if anything, he has another due next year, and that gives the Steelers leverage because they can cut him and not have to pay next year's bonus. Forget about next year's bonus. Cam has the financial leverage right now, the leverage overall. He's been paid for the season. And he's incredibly valuable to their defense. He has all the leverage. The risk for him is further damage to his reputation.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit dsw.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Before I get to the running game, Austin, let's hit the lines on the ever-developing Cam Hayward story. Obviously, he'll be watching the controlled scrimmage today. I don't know that he would have participated anyway, but he'll be watching, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this evolves. I think the assumption is simply, oh, yeah, the Steelers will take whatever, $4 million. $5 million, $6 million from next year's non-guaranteed roster bonus for him, and just add it as a sweetener, kind of like what they used to do with Antonio Brown a couple times. And as Mike DeFabo reminded us, Bettis, although a lot less money when they sweetened Bettis's deal. And I keep asking, if it's that easy, if any one of us could do it, why hasn't it been done? It seems to me something larger is happening here. And it seems to me that Cam has all the leverage if he were to want to sit a game, except his already damaged reputation would be further at stake. But he's already been paid. They only owe him $1.3 million for the whole season. He collected the $13 million plus they owed him this year already, then decided to not show up for work. So he's taking very minimal financial risk by sitting out games if he should choose to do so. Let's go to the lines.
All right, let's start with John. He's in Mars.
Hey, John. What's up?
Hey, Joe. I don't think Scam does have all the leverage because there's another person on the roster with the same last name as him. So this is what I would do. I'd say, all right, Cam, you want more money? Fine. We're not going to throw you a bone again and keep your brother on the team. We're going to take his money off him, cut him, and then we'll give you that money. And now you complain.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that yesterday. I don't know. It makes me a little uncomfortable to bring that whole thing into it. They're very good people, for one. So it's just, it seems a little weird to bring that in or to even conceive of that threat. And also, Connor Hayward's done a decent job on special teams. He's definitely on the bubble. But I don't really like dragging that aspect. I don't think they're just throwing a bone to Cam here by keeping Connor around. I don't. And he might not be around this team much longer. Who knows? I don't think it'll have anything to do with this. Next.
All right, here's Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Hey, Anthony.
Well, Joe, the team has the leverage, and here's why. Before he took the roster bonus, he could have asked for what he didn't get in his negotiations of last year. And what he has to realize, it's not the team's obligation to rectify what your agent and you didn't do last year.
Yeah.
So once you took the sign, once you took the roster bonus, you're obligated to play and you're obligated to practice. He's going to start, they're going to start taking money if they're going to play hardball. And at this point, I like Jerry Jones.
Wait a second. What money are they going to take? Are you telling me they can take money from the money they've already paid him?
Of course they can, because he's being insubordinate. Yes, they can. I've negotiated hundreds of contracts about my old before I retired, and he's obligated. Once he accepted the roster bonus, his bulk of his salary is paid. He has to give it back. He has to.
Okay,
he's going to be fined to give it back.
That's the first I've heard of it. Okay.
Well,
in that case, then they have all the leverage. If they can start stripping money off the money they've already paid him, then yes, they have financial leverage.
Right, because he has a contract. This is what Jerry Jones keeps telling everybody. His player has a contract. We have to draw a line sooner or later. Cam has a contract this year and next. Now, if he wants to retire after this year, that's fine. But he's going to be held to this contract. The TO rule applies. He will either have to give that money back because he's going to be fined and put on the list.
Okay. I thought that money was guaranteed no matter what, but you might be right if he doesn't show up for work. Okay. Well, but he still has the leverage in that he's a pretty indispensable player on the defensive line. Let's be honest here.
Of course. But this is a mutual admiration society. Once he took the signing bonus, he accepted the parameters of the contract. So he has to, right now he's being insubordinate by not even practicing. Because the salary states play and practice.
You think the Steelers would have the guts to start stripping him of money?
Did they have the guts to say goodbye to Troy Polamalu and tell Ben in 2021 take a pay cut? Of course they have to.
Did they have the guts to follow through on a pay cut for Cam last year?
I guess they didn't want it to end last year. They didn't have anybody. Now they've drafted two rookies. And look, the choice is his. He made a mistake. Listen, I know you look in the eyes of the public now because it's out there. If you buckle, you look like you lost to the Steelers. You're going to lose to the Steelers because you took the roster bonus.
Yeah, I don't think they'll have the guts to do it. And I think he actually won last year because he didn't have to take a pay cut. But then you're right, he did sign. He signed a bad deal. He did.
Yes, and he wants the Steelers to rectify it.
Yeah,
they have no obligation to. So, and I wouldn't if I were the Steelers. He's not 26. He's 36.
Man, could that get ugly? Man, would that get ugly, Anthony, if suddenly the Steelers up and something's going on here? Because as I said, if it was as simple as the Cabalis of the world make it sound, it already would have happened. Something bigger is going on here. And if the Steelers actually find a backbone and say, you know what, next time you don't show up for work, we're going to start peeling back that bonus, if what you're saying is correct, then this is going to get nuclear ugly.
Yeah, it's called insubordination, and that's what they have. Once you accept the money, once you accept the contract, and you don't want to fulfill it because others are making more, well, that's not our problem that others are making more. You negotiated an extension. He should have just said, give me a one-year deal, fully guaranteed, and I'll go year to year. And he didn't do that. He asked for a three-year deal. Now he's caught in the parameter of that deal. They can fine him if they want to. It's called the TO rule. The commissioner can put him on the list and start taking back that money.
I thought it was a guaranteed bonus merely for being on the roster. First I've heard that they can go back and take that money back. Maybe by getting, I thought the only stipulation was you had to be on the roster. myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the NFL football operations rules right now, and there's nothing that says anything basically past when that date is of the certain roster bonus that you are awarded about money being able to be taken back.
Next.
Here is Patrick. He's in McKeesport.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
I couldn't disagree with the proof. You can't take any money back, first off. That's just pie in the sky. But the Steelers and Tomlin made the decision to make Cam the entire anchor of the front. The rookies, you can't – he wants to win or he wants paid now. We brought a 40-year-old moron in a quarterback. The offense can't score. And now the whole defense is on him, and everyone's surprised that he's holding out. Pay him. If you don't pay him, you don't have a team. That's it.
Well, I actually agree with that, at least in this sense, and I appreciate the call, that that's really where the leverage is. Forget about the finances for a minute. They've gone all in on this season. See, I don't know if Cam's going to have the fortitude to follow through on that threat either. That's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know that he will. I still tend to believe it will be settled the way that everybody thinks, borrowing from next year to pay him this year. But again, I ask, if it's that easy, why hasn't it happened? Meanwhile, the running game. We don't talk about this a lot, and the Steelers' running game was crap last year. 4.1 yards a carry, I believe it was, one of the worst marks in the league. They never scored on an opening drive. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. They were one of the worst four teams in the NFL in the red zone. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. And they couldn't get a yard when they needed one. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. Artie Smith and Mike Tomlin came in promising a ground and pound, and instead, they got their asses handed to them when it mattered. Their running game stunk. After all these years of drafting offensive linemen and a running back and everything else. Yes, Limits?
So I went back to some of the stuff that Mike Florio said with the PM guys yesterday and the notes that Donnie included. And he basically said that Cam can't get fined if he sits out the games this year. And that if Hayward were to retire, the Steelers would be able to get the roster bonus back
from
him.
If he retired. If he retired and then they can fine him. I don't know that fining him is the same as taking back money you've already paid him. But anyway, on to the running game, okay? Dulac is asked, and he's been adamant that they are going to have trouble replacing Najee. This guy says, you always bring up Najee's 1,000-yard seasons. Should 59 yards a game at 3.9 yards per carry really be a benchmark in a 17-game season? Jerry says, yeah, especially when you play all 17 games, all four seasons. I don't care that Najee was available. I disagree with the notion that availability is your best ability. You know what your best ability is? Ripping off a 60-yard run and changing a game. Having vision as a running back and be able to find the right hole. Having explosiveness to your game. Getting a yard when your team desperately needs one. All of that. I'll take 3 or 4 missed games a season any day. If you give me that kind of talent, I was watching James Cook highlights today from Buffalo because he signed his new deal. That dude can score every time he touches the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs can score every time he touches the ball. Saquon, those guys, all those guys. And there's plenty of others, by the way, who are next level down who can do that and who are flat out better than Najee. Najee is as average gets. And the Steelers told you they think the same because they didn't give him his fifth year. I mean, they think the same. If they don't improve on what he delivered, shame on them and people should be fired. Now, Jaylen Warren is a topic of interest this year. How I think he was a very good third down back, especially when he was healthy. And last year he wasn't healthy a lot, I don't think. The year before, 5.3 yards a carry, even 4.3 last year. Plus, he caught 38 passes for 300 yards. And 16 first downs. When he's right, he's a first down maker. But how does he fare? He's basically been replaced as the third down back by Gainwell. Is he a conventional sort of first and second down back? And what is the nature of the battle between him and Caleb Johnson? And is anybody else not feeling great about our first impression of Caleb Johnson? I'm not drawing any conclusion based on a preseason game. I'm not. But a first impression is a first impression, and he didn't look quick or elusive to me. A lot of things could contribute to that. Maybe I'll feel differently next time I see him and maybe into the season. It's his first game against NFL competition, and even in the preseason, it's a million times faster than anything he saw in college. Okay, so all those caveats. All I'm saying is my first impression was, is this Najee Light that I'm watching? What am I watching here? So that's going to be a huge story to track, all of it. The progression or lack thereof of the Steelers running game when they profess to wanting to be a running team. And man, they better have a running game if Aaron Rodgers is going to stay in one piece and thrive here. He needs a play action game. He needs a running game. He needs bodies off him who can just key on the pass. He needs to keep drives alive with third and fourth and ones. He needs to score in the red zone. This is not going to be, and it's certainly not going to work as any kind of, you know, shotgun spread it out with five receivers type thing. This dude's going to need a running game. Now, I tend to disagree with Dulac, but I'm not that confident in it. I think they almost can't do worse than Najee. And it's great that Najee was available every game. That's wonderful. Have you seen some of his lines from those games? I mean, there's way more to it than merely availability. He was available for the playoff game last year. He had 17 yards on 6 carries with a long of 5. He was available for the Bengals game to end the season, 12 carries, 36 yards. He was available for the big regular season game in Baltimore, 42 yards with a long of 11. The week before against Philly, 6 carries for 14 yards with a long of 7. The week before against Cleveland, 53 yards, 3.3 yards a carry. 2 weeks before that, again at Cleveland, 2.6 yards a carry. The week before that, home against Baltimore, 3.5 yards a carry. The week before that, at Washington, 2.5 yards a carry with longs of like 11 or 13 or 11 in those three games. You can't do better than that. If you can't, then Arthur Smith should be fired. Mike Tomlin should be fired. Omar Khan should be fired. They better have upgraded that. So, man, I hope Dulac's not right about that, or it's going to be a long, long year. Coming up next, is Tyler Kennedy coming into the studio?
He
limits?
Is.
Is he bringing another treat this week?
I don't know, but he's right outside the studio.
What a man he is. Let's talk to Tyler Kennedy about all kinds of things next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I told you about Mitch Keller, didn't I, oh limitless wonder?
Yes.
I said you trade Mitch Keller when he's at the height of his marketability. You sell high because he crumbles every year in late summer. Tell me about his last three starts limits. Why don't you look it up on a game log while I tell people about the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And, of course, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give me the innings and earned runs from Mitch Keller's last three starts, which all have come after the deadline. Oh, dear limits.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tell me if you have it.
I'm pulling it up at the moment because
you should have pulled it up by now. I could have pulled it up faster than you, and you're 30 years younger than me.
I am 30 years younger. Thank you for pointing out your age. Mitch Keller in August, 14 and two-thirds innings pitched, 13 earned runs, an ERA of 7.98.
Yeah, right. And he got shelled in one game. He got shelled in the next game, and he got shelled yesterday. Okay, so please, if you're among those people out there saying that Mitch Keller was a borderline number one or even a number two starter. He's a three. He's a low two or a three. Yet you could have fooled people into thinking it was higher than that. You needed to trade him at the deadline. And now you're going to come back with a guy who crumbled again late in the summer and try to deal him maybe in the offseason or be stuck with that contract. Nice move, Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.